Nuncio DeSantis has a great job. He's an architect. He's a big architect, big time. Has been for a long time, several decades. And he builds big, splashy resorts all over the world and hotels and boutiques. And you know him from the W down at Victory. And he's got his own firm, which is a namesake. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
I love going to big, splashy resort hotels. So it must be fun designing them, I guess.
Well, you know, they have their ups and downs.
It is cyclical, isn't it?
Well, it is cyclical, but the great thing is hotels do things for people.
Yeah.
They're nice places where you get away from the everyday grind of working. It's escape. It's sometimes beauty, and it certainly is gracious and hospitality.
And you build them every Los Cabos and Costa Rica and the Bahamas and Nicaragua. And
yeah, we're doing a project right now in Saudi Arabia. We're doing one in Northern Africa.
Are there always site visits, I guess?
Yeah. Be careful with what you wish for, though, you know. Yeah, but culture is so amazing how it touches what we have an opportunity to build.
Well, could you pick up, and I know you wouldn't, cookie cutter, but I mean, in theory, can you pick up a design that worked in Nicaragua and drop it down in Saudi Arabia? Or do you start from scratch on everything?
You know, we believe that we've been given an opportunity to try to not do that. The reason why we have people that kind of come to us is that they know that we're going to first do a tremendous amount of research on precedents. People choose to go to Nicaragua because it's Nicaragua.
Yeah.
It isn't Mexico. It's not Peru. So how do we grasp the cultural differences, the color, the flavor, and make this a unique resort unto itself?
But there are these sort of fashionable trends that, you know, and several years ago, somebody came up with, what are they called, infinity pools.
Mm.
And then putting cabanas around, and then putting in workout rooms and that are not dissimilar, and then it seems like every new development has to have all of this formula of stuff. Maybe it looks different.
Yeah, there's different. There's certainly the menu of desired elements, the attributes, the characteristics that set one apart from the other. Or you must have. But it's how you tailor it, how you craft it, how you color it. Not necessarily in color, but the most of these incredible locations, whether it's South America or the Middle East, when you think about Morocco, the wonderful color, the tile work, the pageantry of pattern, and this eclectic overlay, how does that then lay into a cabana? What makes that cabana, that little oasis on the side of a pool, different than any other?
And gives
oasis.
It the unique aspect.
Yeah, so our job is to differentiate, isolate moments. We always say our resorts or experiences are destinations within the destination. We're designing for a lot of different people with different wants. So how do you design a hotel that achieves the goal of pleasing people at all different age points and different demographics? So
and you have different masters too, I think. I mean, this structure has always evaded me, but somebody owns, some outfit owns a hotel, owns the building, and then there's a branding that may be Hilton or Marriott or something else, but then there's somebody else who operates it. So who's your customer?
Well, it's I'm glad you bring this up, because I think most people don't really understand when they see a name like a Marriott on a building. They think Marriott owns it. In most cases, they do not. There are Marriott-owned hotels. So there are different kinds of ways that this gets structured. Usually we have an owner that will call us with the aspiration of achieving something very special.
So
on
it's their
land.
Building. That's your,
it's their
that's
building.
Your boss.
They call us. Oftentimes, there's not a flag involved yet. We conceptualize. We create this extraordinary place, oftentimes without an operator, and sometimes with it.
And then you sort of back in and say, make a nice Hilton Curio or something
And so what we do is we go to the market and take the conceptual plans, and oftentimes it actually benefits the owner from a negotiable standpoint.
Yeah.
Because you have operators and flags that are interested in competing. So then you bring on a flag. Now the flag could be a franchise flag, and that means the namesake, but they don't operate it. Probably in most cases, the flag is the operator. Yeah. The Marriott actually operates. But there are some owners that use the name, the reservation system, the global enterprise, and notoriety such that it can honor its guests to come there, but then it operates it itself.
But I guess, I mean, ideally it operates. But so you, what, when they cut the ribbon, you get to walk away and you're through?
You know, we never really walk away. We do that first day, but... you know, these are living elements. They're not these buildings live day and night, and there's constant tweaking. And you know, we'll open a resort or an urban resort or a very urban tower, and we recognize we miss something.
Yeah,
I mean, we are. You know, what's funny, and I have to say this, we all hold this device in our hands that connects us around the world called a phone or a smartphone. You know, before that hit the market, do you know how many prototypes, let's say Apple probably
made?
Yeah,
sure.
100. We build a building once.
That's right.
We don't have a chance to test it out or down the runway. It's a one-time shot. And, you know, we are human, as any designer. You know, you wish you could go back in certain cases and manipulate it. So we're always involved. We try to meet.
Do you work out anything fun around here now?
Yeah, we have some fantastic projects here in the Dallas general region. That
anything you can talk about?
Yeah, you know, we're the design district.
Yeah.
Very close to where in the Decorative Center. We didn't have the great luck of doing the Virgin, but we're looking at one right around the corner that is an amazing collection of restaurants at the base.
Wow.
The hotel happens to be a hotel that lives above a collection of fantastic restaurants. So it's a social enterprise. It's a place to come and choose to spend your time with people you love, people you want to love, people that you've met for the first time.
It's a neat area. I talked to somebody, I mean, a longtime Dallasite the other day. And we were talking about the design district, and they said, yeah, you know, it's like as soon as they did that Oakland exit from the tollway, that whole thing just grew up like crazy. I said, well, it's actually been there for a long time. You just couldn't get to it.
The best places in America are those that have found their second wind. A place that, because of the fact that it's kind of fallen off the map and the resurgence of, it's usually young people that bring it back to life. And the design district, the Decatur Center, all the apartments going in, the food and beverage, the lifestyle, the walkability, the sustainability, the dogs. It's kind of a very cool part of Dallas now.
It's a good economy right now. We hope it stays that way for a long time. And I see you hedging your bets, building all around the world, and that's probably a good idea. Nunzio DeSantis is architect extraordinaire from Dallas. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.